Hello there friends, welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. Today we will discuss some uses of combinations. Let us assume there are 5 points on a plane. How many line segments can be drawn? Or consider 7 points lying on a circle. How many chords can be drawn by joining those 7 points? Now, you know that to draw a line segment or a chord, 2 points are to be chosen at a given time, and we know that a line segment AB or BA are the same. Hence, the arrangement is immaterial here. So, we need to find the number of line segments for the 5-point thing. So what is it going to be? It is going to be 5C2. That is a combination of 2 objects out of the given 5, which is evaluated by 5 factorial divided by the product of 3 factorial and 2 factorial. And that comes out to be 10. Similarly, the number of chords when a given circle is there is also given by 7C2. And on evaluating, it comes out as 7 factorial divided by the product of 5 factorial and 2 factorial, which is 21. Now we have understood in the previous sections that the cases where a team is to be selected, or some courses are to be chosen, or any problem where arrangement does not matter, those are the cases where combinations are to be used. Consider the case where a team of 3 boys and 3 girls is to be selected from amongst 5 boys and 6 girls. Now, out of the 5 boys, 3 can be selected or chosen in 5C3 ways. That is 5 factorial divided by the product of 3 factorial and 2 factorial, which comes out as 10. Out of the 6 girls, 3 can be chosen in 6C3 ways, that is 6 factorial divided by the product of 3 factorial and 3 factorial yet again, which is nothing but 20. As all of this is to be done one by one under one category only, this implies using the fundamental principle of counting, the two things are to be taken up as a product. Therefore, the total number of ways in which such a team can be selected is 10 multiplied with 20, which is 200 ways. Consider another interesting case. Suppose there are 17 players, out of which a cricket team is to be selected. Out of the 17 players, there are 10 batsmen, 5 bowlers, and 2 wicketkeepers. Now, the team of 11 players must include 1 wicketkeeper, 4 bowlers, and 6 batsmen. Using combinations, in how many ways can this be done? Now, there are 10 batsmen, out of which 6 are to be chosen. This can be done in 10 6C ways. Out of the 5 bowlers, 4 can be chosen in 5C4 ways. And finally, out of the 2 wicketkeepers, 1 has to be chosen in 2C1 ways. The whole team can be selected in the product of 10C6, 5C4 and 2C1 ways. So this is an interesting set of examples for all of us to understand the concept of combinations. Take a problem now. Solve it. Assume that a student is required to choose 5 subjects out of the 10 different subjects being offered. And 2 subjects are compulsory. In how many ways this can be done? Solve it. And you will see how interesting it is to find out the number of ways in which this and similar problems can be solved. I hope you will keep on learning by doing, because mathematics can only be learned by doing. Regular work has no substitute. Keep on learning, my friends. Till the next time.